Hello guys, welcome to another episode on The Gist with Nai. You already know what it is. You know, it's the eloquent, the intellectual, the beautiful. Oh my God, I don't even know what to say anymore, but whatever it is, you know, it's your girl Naya, and this is another episode on The Gist with Naya. I just want to appreciate everyone who listens to The Gist with Naya. Trust me, you are doing amazing. Thank you for your critique. Thank you for your love and your support. Thank you for your feedbacks. I mean, it's amazing. It's mind-blowing. I get to see the plays going up. The numbers keep going up. And I'm like, yo, there must be something right that I'm doing. And I can't do it without you guys. So thank you so much. Every time you tune in, I am always so happy. Thank you so much, guys. Just for you to remember that you can always listen to my podcast on these various platforms. You can listen to the podcast on Google Podcasts, on Spotify, Breaker, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, and even on Anchor. So always make sure that you tune into The Gist with Naya and listen to whatever thing you see there, because trust me, they are going to add value to you. Remember, on The Gist with Naya, we don't just gist away, but we also gist to action. So always make sure that you listen to my podcast, because these are practical things. And trust me, I learn every time from my own podcast, and it's really, really worth it. And you would also learn something from it so that we can be better version of ourselves. So thank you so much, guys. Every time you listen, it's always amazing. I really do appreciate. And how are you guys doing, my Lagos, Abuja, Ogun State people? Well, you know what it is, there's an extension of the lockdown. I know it's frustrating, I know a lot of people are tired of it already, but come on, you are doing a lot by staying indoors and saving your life and saving the lives of other people. So if you don't have any reason to be out there, please just stay indoors. It's just for a while. We are praying and believing in God that it's not going to last forever. Definitely, it's not going to last forever. And if you really have to be out there, just make sure that you are, you know, taking precautions and doing all the rightful things that you're supposed to do to, you know, save yourself from all of the virus and stuff like that. Let's just keep being safe. This too will pass. Okay, so today on The Gist with Naya, I have something way different from the usual. Trust me, this is way different. Like, this is out of the box. Well, I'm saying it's different. I know if somebody has done it before, well, whatever it is, this is different to me. So on The Gist with Naya, we're doing something different. And I have a very, very amazing topic today. Now, this topic is something that is happening on a daily, like, yo, it is happening on a daily, and this is something we need to keep addressing all the time when we get the opportunity to, because sometimes we do it knowingly or unknowingly, you know, innocently. We just say these things to people and we don't even know the outcome or the effect it has on the people being told and stuff like that, and we are somehow guilty about these things. But today on The Gist with Naya, we're going to be talking about it and we're going to be addressing the issue. We're going to hear other people's story and we're going to learn something so that we can do better. Yeah. So before I do that, we are going to go on a quick break. Yeah, that's what's up. Quick break. That's what's up. I know you're wondering, quick break. How? Well, we're going to go on a quick break, and when we come back, we are going to be talking about what we have today. Okay,
hello guys, welcome to The Gist with Naya. On The Gist with Naya, we talk about a whole lot of stuff ranging from relationship, marriage, money, sex, love, football, food, mental health, and a whole lot of stuff you want to gist about with your friends. Yes, so stay tuned on The Gist with Naya.
All right guys, welcome back to The Gist with Naya. So like I said before, I have a very amazing topic, something that cuts across to everyone. And the topic for today is body shaming. Like, body shaming. Now, I know people will be like, oh yeah, we talked about body shaming, we talk about it all the time, we've talked about it before, and we'll still keep talking about it. But I just want us to keep having it in our consciousness, and that's why we're talking about it again, so that we can learn from it and just, you know, keep doing the right things, you know. So Today we're talking about body shaming. Now, body shaming is a lot. It has a lot to it. So I have a few people who are going to be talking about body shaming to us. And well, you know, sometimes you can't even share people's story. They have to share it themselves for you to be able to connect to them. Because if I share it, it might not be the way it is to them. So I just gave them room to share their story with each and every one of us, to learn from it and to see that a lot of people are going through stuff regardless of how they look or how they come out to you. So we're going to hear these people tell us about body shaming. Stay tuned. Don't go anywhere.
Body shaming for me is an act of negatively commenting on a person's body shape or size. It is also a form of bullying that can cause or lead to emotional trauma, low self-esteem, or even mental disorder to a person. I feel it's highly wrong for you to body shame a person because you don't have the rights, you don't have the power to create or make that person. Although, I don't know about the fact that majority are guilty of it in so many ways. Sometimes you need not say anything. Your facial expression towards the person says it all. And yes, I have been body shamed severally because I am a bossy person. And it's like the most glaring part of my body. That's my bust. It is the easiest place to notice in my body. While growing up, a lot of people gave me different names because of it. And believe me when I say it affected me badly. It affected my ego. It made me have low self-esteem. I hated it for a very long period of time. In fact, I sometimes blame God for blessing me with it because I felt it was a center of attraction for people to me in a bad way. Sometimes I cry to God to take it away from me. And yes, I have been able to overcome it.
My take on body shaming is it's more widespread than we think. More people actually get body shamed than we think. We have mostly categorized this into maybe the extremes, but some little things are saying, oh, you're too thin or something, can go off as body shaming. I have been slim for the most part of my life, so this is something I've come across all the time. And the misconception is body shaming is reserved to only people that are plus sized or thicker. And slim people maybe get away with it because you have the dream body. But to be honest, like, we still get picked on a lot. I've been body shamed a lot of times, like so many times. And say, for instance, I've had people say, you're too thin. Do you eat? Someone has asked me if I have HIV. I think I've gone jogging one day because I felt I needed to clear my head, so I needed to work out a bit. And trust me, I had to go back home halfway because a lot of thicker people were taking a run. A lot of people that just shed weight were running. And when I came out, it was like, are you here to mock us? Why are you here? Why are you doing this? And they're like, you don't even need it. You're too thin. And then in a bid to defend themselves, in a bid to feel better or to subdue their own insecurities or concerns, or like fighting back at the system that fights back at us, we sometimes body shame other people. So if I'm slim and I get body shamed for being slim, tendency is when I see maybe somebody slightly thicker, I'm very quick to say body shame, you know, castigating things to that person, as opposed to remembering that I also get body shamed and it's not quite pretty.
There are times that I've been body shamed before. For instance, most times when I take group picture with people, they're always like, you're the only person, you're the darkest amongst all of us. We can't even see your face because you're as dark as charcoal and all that. But I had to come to terms with the fact that it's my skin. I have to be comfortable in my own skin, and I believe it suits me more.
Okay, so when I was in my secondary school, I went to a boarding school. I went to Reagan. I know how boarding schools used to be. I always knew I was pretty, but I had this thing with being short. And my mates would bully me. Seniors would bully me, even my juniors. And I could not even punish my juniors because they would bully me really well. So when I got to SS3, I'm trying to make you really short. They even used to call me dwarf, honestly. In as much as I'm very much taller than a dwarf, but they would call me dwarf. When I got to SS3, there was this particular guy that liked me, but of course, in my house, they don't want you where to date when you are that young. So in SS3 too, and then there was this girl that really liked him too also. That was a big girl. So, of course, I could not even date him because she would so bully me and beat me in the hostel. So he told me something. He was like, because I would always talk to him about how I feel, how people used to bully me and all, when we get to sea. He now said, I should know that as plenty as the sea is, it cannot sink even the smallest boat. Not ship now, boats. That the only way a boat can go on the sea and sink is when little water, small of the sea, just small, gets into the boat. So I'm in the world alone. I'm like the boat. And the sea is the negativity of the world. If I allow just small to get to me, I will sink. But if I keep floating on top of every negativity, blocking it from entering into me, trust me, you will float till you get to your destination. And that thing, it kept me going. Like every time I feel bad, I would always remember, and I'm like, ah, Ade, you're such a darling. I want to marry you.
Okay, when I was younger, I used to be affected by body shaming, especially size, in my size, because I was very thin. And again, I have these protruded teeth. And also, I was an average student, so the low self-esteem and low confidence in myself, I didn't believe in myself. It all started from the size thing. So it caused me low self-esteem. It made me think less of myself, and I never believed in myself until I got to the university.
Right, now that is just a part of the people that have been body shamed, or what body shaming means to them. Now this particular person sent me this message, and you know, I'm just going to read it out to us in her words. So she says, body shaming is the act of expressing mockery about a person's body shape or even size. Now she says, I have been body shamed. I'm actually a slim girl who doesn't have ass, not too curvy, and I get criticized by friends and some people who have the things that I don't have, like the ass and curve. I have experienced a lot, but I would never forget the day I was going out with my boyfriend. I was putting on a long-fitted skirt, so we got to a point where he saw his friends and they exchanged greetings. But all of a sudden, they started laughing. Even my boyfriend, because I wasn't with him, I was still working for him to come and meet me. And then I heard, you don't carry like Bashandi. I felt ashamed and embarrassed because his friends were saying it over and over again. It affected my esteem because I couldn't go out again like that. I wasn't proud of my body. And the funniest part is that I even had to get bonbon, if you know what I'm talking about. Well, sis, I do know what you're talking about. Every cloth I wear, I would wear that bon pad inside. I wasn't even feeling comfortable wearing the bon pad, but just because I wanted to please people, oh, it was that bad. I have been able to overcome it by reminding myself of my worth. It made me prove more that I am a lady who should be respected for who I am and not my body or ass. Also, I became proud of my body by viewing them in a position, especially my ass. I started saying positive things about my body, especially when I'm being body shamed. I either call the person out on it or I ignore them and make sure I don't let it get to me. Doing all of this has really helped me, and I'm so proud of my body. Although I'm still growing, so there is still hope. Well, there is still hope for you, baby, and whatever it is they say, well, as long as you appreciate your body, nobody's gonna stop you from being great, okay? Okay, but now there's something that really, really strikes me. When you hear about body shaming, the thing body shaming, when you hear about it, the first thing that comes to your mind is fat people. I mean, you hear body shaming and the next person you're turning to is a fat person, you know, making them the victim and all that kind of stuff. But body shaming is not limited to just fat people. It is everything about your body. I mean, from your hair to your eyes, to your lips, your nose, your height, shape, complexion, your breast, butt, feet. I mean, it's way more than just being fat. Body shaming has to do with a lot of stuff. I mean, you see some people who tell you your ear is bigger than your head. I mean, or somebody tells a lady, wow, you have giant feet. You know, saying a lot of stuff to people that just doesn't make them feel right about themselves, like stating the obvious. And then sometimes the tone in which you state the obvious with is just so bad. Like, it is so bad. And these things are not right. But my question is, why is it that fat people are more affected than even the slim people? Now, a few people have something to say about this question. So listen to them and don't go anywhere.
Body shaming doesn't necessarily have to do with plus size, like you said. But again, fat people are majorly affected because of the way the society has made it look like. You know, for standard, it seems as if a slim person is the one that makes more sense, you know. And then when you have more flesh, or when you look bigger than the ordinary, they just feel that is abnormal. Some people body shame the plus size just maybe because they want them to work on it and get back to standard. That is the slim size. But it doesn't work like that. Sometimes some people are born like that ordinarily. Some people again are plus size because of excessive eating. There are so many reasons why you have plus size people, but the major reason why the plus size is affected is because of the way the society has made it look like. This society doesn't make you embrace who you are. They make you look like you have to have some sort of standard. You have to be like another person to be your best version. And it's not right. That's the wrongest thing they do to us plus size people. It's entirely wrong. So for me, majorly, I think it's the way the pressure the society has put the plus size people in. It's not about your esteem. No, it's not about whether you have a low self-esteem, whether you have a high self-esteem. That's not it. Initially, it's from the society, and the society begins from your family, from your friends, the way people look at you. Now, if I'm coming from a family who has embraced the way I look, there's nothing anybody outside will tell me that will make me feel body shamed. If my friends look at me and are comfortable with me and tell me they love me the way I am without any problems, the society has no right whatsoever. Nobody has any right to walk up to me and tell me fatty bum bum or call me names. I won't take that ordinarily. So all these things have to do with the way the society has put it to us.
But why I feel fat people actually always the one a victim of body shaming is because, you know, the world has made this perfect image of a perfect body size for every lady. You have to be tall, light skin, dark skin, tall, a little size of breast. You have to be curvy, you know. Like the scientists will call it ectodermic. Like, so just for you to live, like they've created this perfect body size. So if you're already going out of that size, you are not curvy, you don't have firm breasts. You know, saggy breasts, it could be an issue. Your breast is not firm. Like it begins to, people tend to like insult them, like you are going out of the picture we are portraying. You know, even the mannequins, for you to know that the world has actually projected that kind of look. Mannequins, now you hardly see a plus size mannequin. You can't even see it. Maybe they just started last year, but the normal day you can't see a plus size mannequin. So it has to do with what people, the world has projected the image to be, the image of every woman to be. You hardly see a guy being body shamed. Probably maybe if he's just short or he's bald or something. You hardly see a fat guy being body shamed. You hardly. Only if he wants to like go to the gym and work on himself. But for a lady, they'll start coming with the factors of you're too fat, it's going to affect your womb, you're too fat, you will not see any man, you know? Those kind of things. And if at all there's your BMI is saying you are okay, but for the fact that the world has projected you to be out of that picture, there's a problem, a real big problem. So I think until when we all realize that everyone has their body size, we all can't look the same. It's not possible. If we are looking the same, then our fingers are supposed to be equal. So until when the world says that, okay, fine, everyone is not equal, we are all beautiful in our own image, then I think this whole body shaming thing would like to come down or something.
fat people are not always the victims of body shaming. I have been body shamed before, and I'm still being body shamed to date. So I believe it's a result of people's choices. You choose to be anyhow you want to be. Probably some of the body types we have in the world right now are natural. Some people are born naturally slim. They can't get fat no matter what they eat. So I believe it's just as a result of how you treat your body. And yes, when I was in secondary school, they gave me a name which was not pleasant to my ears. Because of the way I looked, I had to go and do some exercise, engage in some physical activities that helped me trim down, especially my stomach. I had to reduce the whole fat around there. So, and that's how they stopped calling me the name. So I believe it's your choice.
All right. Wow. That was a whole lot. I mean, a whole lot. You know, society making you feel like, oh, there is a perfect shape. There's a way that you're supposed to look as a man with the six packs and, you know, the abs and all of that kind of stuff. And as a lady, you have to have the hourglass shape. Ah, you know, a lot. The media has done a lot making us try to think that you have to be a particular type of body shape to look good or to feel good about yourself. And that really, you know, really affects a lot of people and their, you know, their esteem and stuff like that. Now, definitely for something like this that affects people a lot, definitely if it's bullying, I mean, if you call it bullying, if you call it mockery, it should have effect on the person being spoken about. You know, it definitely must have effect. And this is what a few people have to say about the effect of body shaming. Listen and don't go anywhere.
There is the esteem issues, there is lack of confidence, there is depression, there is the social distancing as a result of the fear of rejection from people. Basically, these are the major things that happen. Then suicidal thoughts can also come in because of so many words ringing in your head, what people have said, and then can just cloud your mind.
So body shaming has a way of clouding the mind from thinking straight. Remember, anytime people who receive the ripple effect of body shaming go through the trauma, there's depression, and depression never gives the emotion or the mind room to function properly. So in a nutshell, productivity is clear.
Generally, body shaming is just, you know, criticizing negatively anybody based on their physical appearance. What that does to a person is nothing but negative in various ways. First of all, there's no denying the fact that it would basically kill the self-esteem of that person. People who fall victim to body shaming tend not to be confident enough within themselves to do anything, to go all the way, or even when they get so motivated and inspired, the fact that they've been so body shamed so many times, they feel like, okay, that's the only disadvantage they have. And that will bring a shortcoming to how adequate and how confident and lovely they're supposed to feel with themselves.
Well, I really don't know. I won't say I've overcome it, because there are days you say something. There was a time I was at work, and I posted a picture of myself, and she was like, "Hope you know you're too fat." It disrupted my day. Like, it was my boss that had to be telling me that, "What's your problem? Like, cheer up. That have you not seen people that are bigger than you? That people that are not even up to your size, they can't do half of what you're doing. Like, cheer up. It has to do with courage. That I should cheer up and everything." But I really don't know, man. I think before I can overcome it, I think maybe until when I have to
create that kind of image for her, probably I would overcome it. Or probably maybe when she sees someone else cautions her, because even if someone else is cautioning her, she doesn't. Because my popsy has said it, my popsy only tells her that leave this girl alone. It's not as if she's too big. That was your problem. My family members, my grandma, my aunt, she'll be like, oh, they are deceiving you. You are too fat. You cannot see a man. Like, it fucks with me. To be honest, I'm here to overcome it. I am really here to overcome it. That's just true, because this is someone that you can't be rude to your mom. So you have to look for a way to, like, you know, get to do these things. And she, one thing about me, she doesn't know, the more she's body shaming me, I'm too fat, and the more I just give, like, well, I don't care, please let me be.
All right. Wow. Okay, so, you know, there are so many things that get you depressed. There's so many things that make you lose your self-confidence and self-worth, esteem, and all of that. And body shaming is one of those things. Wow. The effects are really, really high. And no wonder you have a lot of suicidal cases. People really need to stop body shaming a lot of people. I mean, we don't have to do that. We just have to embrace these people and help them. You know, if you must say it, then you have to say it in the most kind way possible. And if you mustn't say it, just keep it to yourself. I mean, okay? So, some people have something to say to the body shamers and even to the one who has been body shamed. Now, listen, guys, stay tuned. Don't go anywhere. This is still The Gist with Naya. And I'm sure that you're learning something from it, because I'm learning a lot from it. Okay, so don't go anywhere.
So I feel everybody should love themselves for who or what they are. I think it's just better that way, because it's really not what the stress, it's not what your peace, it's not what your mental health, like, really, it's not what it at all. It's just a description, you being fat, you being skinny, they're all descriptions, like being tall, all of that. Just love yourself.
In overcoming body shaming, environment matters so much. So stay away from people who do not love you genuinely. Stay away from toxic people. Then also develop defense mechanisms within you that would help you remember how beautiful and perfect you are created.
My advice to people body shaming others is simple: stop it. And if you're being body shamed, just work on yourself and, like, love yourself, on self-love and positivity, and be the best version of yourself you can be.
The way people look is actually not your business. The way they choose to look, whether they choose to be fat, whether they choose to be slim, it's not your business. So I believe minding your business is a core value in the world today. Is a core value, deep value that everybody should have. So mind your business. You don't see someone that is fat and want to go and start body shaming the person. Sometimes it will get you embarrassed. The person can embarrass you, and there's nothing you can do about that. And the person being body shamed, it's still your choice to get offended. It's still your choice to be angry. But if you want to change, if you want to get into a particular shape, don't allow somebody to talk you out of it. If you want a particular shape, the truth is that this world, anything is possible. If you're fat, you can be slim. If you're slim, you can be fat. It depends on this, your strategy, what you are doing. Anything is possible.
On a personal ground, I do not allow body shaming affect me at all, because as you're throwing shades, I'm throwing my own back. Anything that will make me feel confident about myself, I will simply do it. So my sisters out there, or probably my brothers who are plus size, please be encouraged. Don't allow anybody talk to you anyhow because you're plus size. It doesn't have anything to do with your personality.
All right, welcome back, guys. Yep, welcome back. So you've heard it for yourself. If you're a body shamer out there, stop doing it, whether consciously or unconsciously. Make sure that you're not doing it. Stop doing it, okay? And to the one who has been body shamed countless number of times, men, you have to brace up. You have to, you know, get your confidence back together. You just have to get out there, look beautiful, and just believe that you are beautiful. Believe that you can do it. If you have to work on it, work on it. If you have to embrace it like that, if you're strong-willed and you believe that I'm comfortable in my skin, I love myself, come on, don't let anybody bring you down. Just make sure that you stay happy and you maintain your sanity. Well, this is it on The Gist with Naya. Trust me, I love you guys. Every time I get to do this, I'm so blessed and so happy that I can do this and a lot of people can hear my voice and, you know, listen to what I'm saying. So thank you so much, guys, for listening. Trust me, there's going to be another episode. This is just the part one of body shaming. There's going to be another episode on body shaming. So don't forget to tune in. Don't forget to listen to the next episode on the continuation of the topic body shaming. Thank you so much, guys. I love you. Have a lovely, lovely day.